simply no way to shield against every weaponized agent. Instead, I can make super immune systems by strengthening the human cellular response.
Banner, I know where you're going. But manipulating the immune system is dangerous and stupid. The President's science advisors made it absolutely clear.
No human subjects.
Wonderful news. I'm gonna have a baby.
Strange he didn't make a peep. Any other kid would have wailed his head off.
That's Bruce. He's like that. He's just so bottled up.
The samples we found in your lab, they were human blood. You've ignored protocol.
You had no right snooping around in my lab. That's my business.
Wrong, Banner. It's government business, and you're off the project.
I repeat,
Bruce. Bruce. Another nightmare.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Come on. Already off to college. I'm gonna miss you terribly.
I'll miss you too.
Please, come here. Look at you. Soon to be a great scientist.
I guess. I mean, who knows?
I do. There's something inside you. It's so special. Some kind of greatness, I'm sure. Someday you're gonna share it with the whole world.
Good morning, Dr. Francois. Security ought to be beefed up a lot more. In a place like this, you can't be too careful.
Bruce. Big day. Did you sleep? Yeah, I slept.
Okay. Is Betty here?
She's around. I really gotta say, seeing you in that style and headwear.
You're implying something about my helmet?
You look like a massive nerd, even around other scientists. Can I just ask, were you wearing the helmet while she dumped you?
See, it protects my very important brain, Harper. Go prep the sand for her.
Hey, found you.
Betty, hey.
I hate them.
Wait, I just got here. Who do we hate?
The review board. We have to make a presentation on Tuesday. And you're gonna make it with me.
You think I should?
Yeah, you're great with that stuff. You start talking about microbes and nanomeds, you sound almost passionate. Rude.
Look, nobody expects this to be easy. Us working together after being so close.
We were close?
Look, if I could be more whatever, you know, I'm just...
Don't. It's not your fault, really. You're just a byproduct of my inexplicable obsession with emotionally distant men. I'll get over us.
For you.
Anyway, I'm just really stressed about this review. If we don't get impressive results today, we're going to have a really hard sell come Tuesday.
Well, then, let's go be impressive.
Nanomeds released.
4 seconds.
Okay. Nanomeds fully dispersed.
Okay. Let's hit Freddy with the gamma radiation.
Gamma exposure.
Enemies now active.
cells on border.
It's working.
Cell copy to disassemble ratio holding within 1%. Imbalance nanomed activity.
You want to go to the review board on Monday and tell them we've developed a brand new method for exploding frogs?
Yeah. I think maybe there's a market for it. And what if there's a plague?
What have you had, Betty? Like one beer?
I'm just saying, you know, frogs start falling from the sky. Who do they come to? We'd be world-renowned.
Make any parent proud.
I bet they would be.
They actually did want me to be a scientist.
I mean your birth parents.
Guess we'll never know.
I don't understand why you don't want to find out about them.
They're dead. They died before I can remember anything. And why do you always come back to this?
Don't know. Guess I figure there's more to you than you like to show. Guess there couldn't be any less.
Right, so now we come full circle back to that. Nice work, Betty. Betty!
Clem!
Betty!
Hi.
Hi.
What happened to your uniform?
Oh, I switched over. Still working with your father, but... Well, you know, the military is subcontracting on all the most interesting work. And can't argue with the paycheck. I basically run all the labs on the base now. Hey, you're looking good. Ah, the good old college days. So, how's business?
What do you want?
All right, I'll cut to the chase. I've been hearing interesting things about what you guys are doing here. Your little molecular machines have some incredible implications. How'd you like to come work for Atheon? Get paid 10 times as much as you are now. And own a piece of the patents. You just have to say the word.
Two words. The door.
General?
Come in.
Talbot wanted you to see this, sir. It's about a lab Atheon is targeting for acquisition and removal to Desert Base.
Why isn't he going through NSC?
It concerns your daughter, sir.
Hey, what happened to Benny? Is he not working the night shift anymore?
Benny's dead. I'm the new guy.
Oh. Good to meet you.
Same.
These dreams, Doctor, I keep having them.
about your dream?
Well, it starts with a memory. I think it's my first memory. It's this image I have from when I was maybe 2 years old. Base with my father. Anyhow, the dream goes on, and suddenly I'm alone.
What's your name?
morning. Go and drop by.
What's he doing here? You know, Dr. Krenzler. You and I have never had the chance to get to know each other properly. Well, it's because I don't want to get to know you properly or improperly. So wait. Hey, no worries. You know, let me give you a little heads up. There is a hair's breadth between friendly offer and hostile takeover. I've done my homework. The work you're doing here is dynamite. Think. GIs embedded with technology that makes them instantly repairable on the battlefield, in our sole possession. That's a hell of a business.
Well, it's not what we're doing here. We're doing the basic science for everyone.
You know, someday I'm going to write a book. I'm going to call it When Stupid Ideals Happen to Smart, Penniless Scientists. In the meantime, Bruce, you will be hearing from me.
About Glenn,
There's nothing to talk about.
Okay. I just wanted to say, don't worry about him. I'll handle it.
How?
I'm gonna call my father. Ask him to exert some pressure.
Well, last I heard, you and your father weren't speaking.
Now I have something to talk with him about.
I think the circuit's kind of fried. I don't know. Maybe you want to come take a look at it.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Harper.
He's all right. You saved him. I don't think he's coming back to the lab for a while, though. I don't understand how this is possible. You should be dead.
They worked. The nanomeds. I mean, I feel great. I feel like, I don't know, they must have fix me.
Bruce, they've killed everything else that they've come into contact with. Are you sure the doctor checked?
The doctor gave me the full workup. He wants to know where he can get what I'm taking. I'm 100%. More.
What do you mean?
Remember my bad knee? Well, now it's my good knee.
Bruce, this isn't funny. I was watching you. You were going to die, and I was going to have to watch you die.
Hey, I'm sorry. Really. Hey, I'm not going to explode, okay?
Yeah.
You should get some rest. But I'm fine, really. I've never felt better.
is not Krenzler. It's Banner.
What?
Your name. It's Banner. Bruce Banner. Bruce.
How'd you get in here?
I work here now. In the labs. The late shift. It keeps me close to you. You always work so late yourself. With your friend, Miss Ross. No, no, please, please. Let me. You're not well. You've had a terrible accident. You're wondering why you're still alive. You're thinking there's something inside. Something different. Inexplicable. I can help you understand. If you let me. If you forgive me.
Look, mister, I'm sure I have nothing to forgive you for. So perhaps you should leave now. I'll be fine.
You must know. You may not want to believe it, but I can see it. In your eyes. So much like your mother's. Of course, you're my flesh and blood. But then you're something else, too, aren't you? My physical son. But the child of my mind, too.
No. You're lying. My parents died when I was a small boy.
No. It's not true. That's what they wanted you to believe. The experiments. The accident. All top secret. They put me away for 30 years. 30 years. Away from you. Away from our work. But they couldn't keep me forever. After all I'm saying, they had to admit it. You see, everything, your extraordinary mind, has been seeking all these years. Been inside you. Now we will understand it. We will harness it. No, don't answer. It's Miss Ross again. There's something you need to know about her, Bruce. Something troublesome. Let me protect you from her.
No. Get out.
Bruce.
Get out!
Dad.
Hello, Betty.
He's been snooping around my lab.
I noticed some things.
asked me to make some inquiries.
Are you here to question me?
No. They've turned up some surprising things. This Crimsley you work with, you know who he really is? How much do you actually know about him?
I think the question is, what is it that you know about him?
Well, right now, I'm not at liberty to...
Not at liberty to disclose it to me, right? Right. You know, I think I was hoping that maybe this time you just honestly wanted to see me again.
You got this all wrong, Betty.
Do I?
Yes. I do want to see you.
I really wish that I could believe you.
Call Dr. Crenshaw. Please leave a message and I'll call you right back.
Bruce, hey, are you there? Look, I think I screwed up. My father, it's like he suspects you of something. I don't know. I was so impatient, like always, and didn't hear him out. I don't know. I just think that they're planning something with the lab. So, call me, okay? Bye.
Betty.
Thank you.
to you, Edith.
There was some sort of explosion. They wouldn't let us into the building. I was worried about you.
I'm okay.
What happened to you last night?
I had the most vivid dream. It was like being born, coming up for air, light hitting my face and screaming. My heartbeat.
Were you at the lab?
No. But something. And there was that man. The one with the dogs.
Who?
That new janitor. He said it was my father.
Get it.
I think you left something in your lab last night. Mitchell, escort my daughter outside. I'll join her shortly.
I'd rather stay here.
Now, Betty.
It's okay. I'll be fine.
Keep him under observation. I'll be back.
What?
Your friend in there. There's a good chance he's caught up in some very bad business. Unfinished business. And I promise you I'm going to get to the bottom of it. You have my word, I'll make sure he's cared for. But as of right now, he's incommunicado. And for the next few days, at least, you're going to stay away from here for your own good.
Okay, and that's for the new guy in the night shift, right? Great, thank you.
I'm sorry to just
top of your house like this. I came to ask you something that I really have no business asking.
He told you.
He said you talked to him. Bruce was at the lab last night. He said that you were there, too. I can't remember much about it. I need to find out what happened.
So you want to know what's wrong with him? So you could fix him? Cure him? Change him?
My father's with the military. He seems to think he's involved in some kind of threat to national security.
You brought your father down upon his head. How little you understand, Miss Ross, and how dangerous your ignorance has become.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. My son is unique. That's why you can't relate to him. And because he is unique, the world will not tolerate his existence, will they? But you... You try, don't you? Yeah. And a very beautiful woman like you, your attentions can't be completely unwanted, can they? No. Not with eyes like yours. Watching, expectantly, lovingly. But I'm afraid we're both too late to help him. There's nothing I can do for him or for you. Besides, he's made it clear he wants nothing to do with me. His choice. Now, if you'll excuse me, Miss Ross, I have some work to do. And don't worry about the dog. You'll be fine. Just don't look him in the eyes. Goodbye.
He gets released, and a month later your lab is destroyed. What a coincidence. So you're just not going to tell me where he is, are you?
How many times do I have to tell you? I'd like to help you, but I just don't know.
You know who I am, right, Banner?
You're Betty's father. You're a high-ranking general.
Let's cut the crap. I'm the guy who had your father tossed away, and a lot more like him, and I'll do the same with you if I feel so disposed. You understand?
If you had him tossed away, then why are you asking me? I don't remember. I was always told my father was dead.
Don't play with me! You were 4 years old when you saw it.
When I saw what?
You were right there! How could anyone forget a thing like that?
What?
Oh, some more repressed memories. Sorry, son. You're an even more screwed up mess than I thought you'd be. Until we get to the bottom of this, your lab has been declared a top secret military site, and you're not going to get a security clearance to get back into it. Or any other lab that's doing anything more interesting than trying to figure out the next generation of herbal hair gel.
One more thing. If you ever come within 1,000 yards of my daughter again, I'll put you away for the rest of your natural life.
Standing in your way.
afraid my hand is being forced.
What did you do to me?
You so much want to know, don't you? But I think no explanation will serve you half as well as experience. In any case, I still don't quite understand it myself. If they'd only let me work in peace, of course my betters would have none of that.
So you experimented on yourself, didn't you? And passed on to me. What?
An alteration. Genetic. A deformity. I guess you could call it that. But an amazing strength, too. And now, finally unleashed, I can harvest it.
No. You don't know such thing. I will isolate it and treat it myself. I'll remove it and I'll kill it before it does any real harm.
Well, I bet you and your Betty would love to destroy it. But would you really destroy part of yourself? I don't think so. And as for Betty, I'm sending her a surprise visit from some four-legged friends of mine. You see, I've managed to culture some of your very own DNA, Bruce. And the results are tremendous. They're unstable, but very powerful.
What about my DNA?
Let's just wait and see what Betty makes of the results.
No.
You're crazy. I won't let you.
Hand off of me. Asshole, I want to talk to you.
Listen to me, my father's going after Betty.
What makes you think you can go behind my back and get Ross to cut me out, huh?
Listen to me, why are you in trouble?
You pathetic freak.
But isn't dangerous, what are you saying?
Yeah, I can state the obvious. Something tells me you aren't in much of a position to make stupid threats to anyone.
Thomas.
Yeah? Oh, am I?
Thank you.
The nanomath, it must be the gamma exposure, but we've never seen any effect like this before.
No, deeper. The gamma just unleashed what was already there.
Unleashed what?
Me. It.
It's okay. What were those animals?
My father sent them. He is my father. He wanted me to change. He wanted this. Hulk, why would he want that?
Can you remember anything? Is there anything from when you were changed?
It was like a dream.
About what?
Rage. Power.
I'm scared. I need your help.
Where are you?
How are you?
Okay. I guess.
I think that somehow your anger is triggering the nanomets.
How could it? We designed them to respond to physical damage.
Emotional damage can manifest physically.
Like what?
Serious trauma. Repressed memories.
Your father grilled me about something that happened to me from early childhood that I'm supposed to remember.
He did?
It sounded bad, but I honestly don't remember.
The thing that worries me is a physical wound is finite, but with emotions, what's to say that it won't just go on and on and start a chain reaction?
You know what scares me the most? Is it when it happens? When it comes over me and I totally lose control? I like it.
Thank you.
buried out here in the middle of nowhere. How long are you going to keep him sedated?
For the rest of his natural life, if I have to.
You said I could trust you.
I'm your father. You can trust me to do what I think is right, not what you think you want.
He is a human being.
Well, he is also something else. Suppose he gets out, has one of his little mood swings in a populated area.
Yes, I'm aware of the potential danger. I'm also aware that he saved my life.
Yeah, from a mutant French poodle. I'm indebted to him for that. He also put 3 men in a hospital, and Talbot's barely walking. I mean, what do you want me to do?
I want you to help him! Why is he such a threat to you?
Because I know what he comes from. He is his father's son, every last molecule of him. He says he doesn't know his father, but he's working in the same exact goddamn field his father did. So either he's lying, or it's something worse, and he's...
What? Predestined to follow in his father's footsteps.
I was going to say damned.
Of course you are. But I'm a scientist. As a scientist, I believe we can figure this out and he can be helped.
You know or care. I've got a lot of pride in what you've done. But this is too big for you.
Look, I know the government thinks they have a weapon on their hands, otherwise you'd be dead by now. They can probe and prod all they want, and in the meanwhile, just let me try to help him. Nobody knows him better than I do. What did David Banner do to him?
My hand. You see the strength of my son's DNA combined with nanomed reconstruction? You see, I can partake with the essences of all things.
I'm gonna have to ask you to put your hands up, pal, okay? Nice and easy.
Do you really believe that I am separate from you?
It's hard to believe we used to live here.
I must have seen you, or known you. If only I could remember. Let's go.
Please try. What is it?
Nothing.
Really?
Damn it. Okay, Betty. What do you want to know?
What was in that room? What do you mean I don't have access to him?
NSA has decided to turn over study of the threat to Atheon.
But you're head of the base. I thought you were in charge.
But I don't set policy, and I still take orders. Can't believe Talbot would go around me like this. Oh, there's a lot of powerful people that want in on this. Money to be made. Lots of it. You know the worst part about all this? When I had David Banner locked up and sent that kid away, I didn't give that boy a second thought. He was just collateral damage. He isn't anymore, is he?
What can I do?
You can go home now. I'd tell you to go and say goodbye, but I've already been informed that for now all further contact is out of the question.
Bruce, how you feeling?
Grub okay in here for you? What do you want?
It's a good question. See, I need your cells to trigger some chemical distress signals. You know, so you can turn a little green for me again. And I can carve off a piece of the real you, analyze it, patent it, make a fortune. You mind?
I'll never let you.
I'm not sure you've got much of a choice.
Come on, aren't you feeling a little angry? After all, you've only got me to play with now that Betty's dumped you and gone back to Berkeley.
You're lying.
You know, for me, this is a win-win situation. You turn green and all these guys come in and kill you, and I perform the autopsy. You don't? And I mop the floor with you, and maybe by accident you go too far and break your neck. Bad science, maybe. But personally gratifying.
Come on, Bruce. Let's see what you got.
There. You know, consciously you may control it. But subconsciously, I bet that's another story.
Brainwaves.
My dear Miss Ross, welcome back.
Two guards right outside.
You don't have to worry. I'm not angry with you. Not anymore.
What do you want?
It's over for me now. I know that. And soon it'll be over for Bruce. That's why I've come to you. To ask you if you could persuade your father, as a man, as a father himself, that if I turn myself in now, peacefully, and before he puts me away forever, that he would let me see my son for one last time. Could you do that for me?
It's out of my father's hands now.
I understand. He's a puppet now. I don't blame him.
You shouldn't. You should blame yourself for what you've done to your son.
And what have I done to my son, Miss Ross? Nothing. I tried to improve on the limits in myself. Myself, not him. Can you understand? To improve on nature, my nature, knowledge of oneself. It's the only path to the truth that give men the power to go beyond God's boundaries.
You know what's beyond your boundaries? Other people. All you've given Bruce is fear. Fear of life.
Fear. Perhaps, Miss Ross. And loneliness, too. Yes. I feel them both. But I have lived. Completely. I was so much in love, and she so much wanted a baby, my baby. I could tell from the moment she conceived that it wasn't the son I had given her, but something else. A monster, maybe. I should have put a stop to it right then, but I was curious. And that was my downfall. And as I watched his tiny life unfold, I began to imagine the horror of it. And my curiosity was replaced with compassion. But they took away my chance to cure him. Your father threw me out. I remember the day so well. Every moment, every sensation walking into the house, the feeling of the handle of the knife in my hand. I knew I was doing a father's work, fulfilling a father's mercy. But then she surprised me. It was as if she and the knife merged. You cannot imagine the unbearable finality of it. And in that, I took everything that was dear to me and transformed it into nothing more than a memory.
Bingo, that must be some jumbo nightmare.
Do it now. Start the enzyme extraction.
Sir, negative on drill penetration.
Damn it, drill him harder. Give him full RPMs. Come on, Hallman. Come on.
Should that neutralize?
No! I can't do anything with goof. Come on! I must have a sample of them.
Sir!
Jesus.
Hit him with the foam.
Moy containment.
Double talk to Lee.
Under control, General. I'll let you know if we need you.
Unacceptable. Unseat your asses down there immediately. I want a full court evacuation now. I'm shutting you down.
Lockdown.
Didn't you hear what the General said?
I said lockdown!
I need a sample of him!
Take it easy,
buddy. This might give you a bit of a sting here, Bruce.
Evacuate the main hall. Send in backup heavy weapons. Issue general quarters.
Thank you.
System readings are red line.
Incoming!
Shut down all power to the main hall.
What?
Show him the way out. We'll fight him outside. President, I have some bad news, sir.
Well, let's have it, General.
I've briefed the President on Angry Man. I assume that's what this is about.
It is, ma'am. I'm requesting a National Command Authority override. Angry Man is unsecure. I need everything we have at my disposal in order to stop his movement.
You're expecting civilian casualties, General?
Not if I can help it, ma'am.
Consider it done. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
Contact Goodman Control. Patch data to the assets. Contact HQ. Have them initiate an immediate evacuation. In the vicinity of grid coordinate 6-5. Confirm that the area has been cleared.
Confirm area cleared. HQ confirms area clear. Assets online, sir.
Gentlemen, it's time to dig in. I want this target stopped in his tracks.
Be advised, target not destroyed. He's on the move again.
I've got it. It appears he's heading home.
Launch fast movers. Have them intercept and engage.
Hello?
Eddie, Bruce got out. He's headed your way, probably right for you. How far from the base are you?
I'm already here. I'm taking his father in now.
That's all good news. Stay there, Betty.
Target, Legend.
Area has been declared restricted airspace. All aircraft are ordered to clear the airspace.
all units over fire.
Gentlemen, it stays on this base until we get the final word from C3 on how to dispose of it.
Meantime, if he does anything but sit there in that chair, I'm going to turn on the juice and he'll be incinerated immediately.
We've established a 200-yard perimeter, sir. If we deploy the electromagnetic array, there should be no collateral damage.
Thank you.
should have killed you.
As I should have killed you.
I wish you had. I saw her last night. I saw her face. Brown hair. Brown eyes. She smiled at me. She reached down and kissed my cheek. I can almost remember her smell. It was like desert flowers.
Her favorite perfume.
It's my mother. I don't even know her name.
Sorry, son. Go ahead and cry. Go ahead and cry. Trust me. Maybe once you were my father. But you're not now and you never will be. Oh, is that so? Well, I got news for you. I didn't come here to see you. I came here to see my son. My real son. The one inside of you. You're nothing. Superficial shell, a husk of flimsy consciousness, ready to be torn off at a moment's notice. You can think what you like. I don't care. Just go. Now, son, listen to me. I found a cure. For me. My cells can transform, too. Absorb enormous amounts of energy. But unlike you, they're unstable. I need your strength. I gave you life. Now you must give it back to me. Only a million times more radiant, more powerful. Stop! Stop! Watch! Stop! Watch! Think about all those men out there in their uniforms, barking and swallowing orders. Inflicting their petty rule over the entire globe. Think of all the harm they've done to you, to me, to humanity. And know this, that we can make them and the flags and the anthems and the governments disappear in a flash. You and me are ready to die.
Oh, that's your answer. And indeed you shall. And be reborn a hero of the kind that walked the earth long before the pale religions of civilization infected humanity's soul. Go! I'll go. You just watch me go.
Hit it.
Target. Move in and assault the target.
Move in!
Sir, I've located them on radar. Hare Lake.
Call up the task force.
Temperatures there. Simultaneous radiological activity.
They're absorbing all the ambient energy.
Sleep now, Bruce, and forget forever. Struggle no more, and give me all of your power.
You think you can live with it? Take it!
Hello?
Betty, is that you?
Dad?
I'm glad I caught you.
I'm glad you called.
Thanks. Look, Betty, you and I, well, we both know that Bruce couldn't have survived that blast. But, well, you know...
What is it?
Oh, you know, the usual loonies. Seeing things. Well, now everything's green.
Right.
Look, if by some chance he did survive,
He should try to contact you. He'll try to get in touch. You'd tell me, wouldn't you?
No. I wouldn't. But you know as well as I do, I wouldn't have to. I mean, my phones are bugged, my computer's tapped, I'm under surveillance. I'll tell you, though, that if you were alive, I'm the last person I would want him to come to, because as much as I miss him, I love him.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Betty. I am so sorry.
I know you are.
A tu padre y toma la medicina, ¿ok?
Esto se acabó. Queda la medicina. ¡Quieto! ¡Cállese!
Necesitamos las medicinas. Para la gente que vive aquí.
¿Quién eres tú para decidir lo que necesita esta gente? Estas personas están ayudando a nuestros enemigos. Posiblemente, tú también. ¡Coge eso! ¡Es ya propiedad del gobierno!
Me está enojando. No le gustaría verme enojado.